Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're all hurting today, obviously. No Sirianni with us on the show today. He is often with us on Tuesdays, usually right around 8:40. But obviously this is a very short week for the Eagles into the Thursday night game. This is like their Friday practice today. Saquon, by the way, didn't practice yesterday, but Elliott says that he'll be good to play in the game, so that's good news. We think we'll be talking to Sirianni tomorrow, but we're not sure. So we certainly hope we do, and if so, that'll be tomorrow. Time to be determined. Let's listen to Trey Turner. He's going to be very important tomorrow. He's going to get the first at-bat in the game, unless they switch up the lineup, but I don't think they will, not in a dramatic way up top. Trey, he's done squat-ta. One hit, I think? I think one hit. But obviously the trio up top has really struggled. Let's listen to Trey after the game, his view of this situation.
Are you confident that you guys can overcome something?
We've got a great team. We've won three games in a row before. We've swept good teams. We've played good baseball. We've got to find that. We've got to find it quick. And I felt like we've played pretty decent these last two games. We just haven't had enough to get the win. I don't feel like we're really beating ourselves. I feel like we're playing some good defense. We're getting some hits here and there. It just doesn't seem like enough each step of the way. So not being ourselves is a positive sign. Now we got to beat a really good team.
So I agree with some of what he said. Certainly I can't agree with all. You can't say you're not beating yourself when you're the one that threw the ball wide to home plate. You know, I think Rob Thompson helped
beat
them.
That wasn't an easy play, man. That's not an easy play.
You know
he
what,
needs
Ruben?
To make the play, but it's not an easy play.
$300 million, make the play.
Yeah, make the play.
Make the
and
play.
And then
yeah.
The at-bat in the ninth was weak. Okay. I know he hit it up the middle.
Because, like, Ruben, this is year three of an 11-year deal. Like, come on.
It's not an easy play, man.
Well, it was a bad throw.
Oh, 11 years. It doesn't seem long.
Yeah.
it's not an exact science.
I was going to say, who's going to play longer in Philly sports, Trey or Joel, but that's a bad joke.
Oof.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ken and Sentiments. Ken, hello.
Good morning, Brent.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, bud.
I'm not going to ask you how you are today, although I do have a little nugget that might fear Rhea up a little bit. It looks like Jonathan Gannon might get fired. So,
see him freaking out on the sidelines?
Dude, that was wild. I've never seen a coach.
Wow.
It was old school.
Yeah, it was. It was wild.
I kind of liked it, but, you know.
It was a little over the top.
A lot of people think it was inappropriate.
I'm mad at myself this morning. And the reason I'm mad at myself is because you guys know this. For 150 of these games this year, and also last year, I was the one out here saying, yeah, you guys are don't buy it, don't buy it, don't buy it. And then, like, for the last, like, 3 weeks of the season, I got swept up with everybody else because everybody believed, and I wanted to believe. I mean, you know, I buy season tickets every year.
Yep.
And I should have just, you know, this is what happens when you let your heart override your head. Because my head has been telling me for 2 years that the fatal construction of this roster means that this is what you're going to get. So why did I expect that we were going to see anything different out of this lineup that we've seen since they left Arizona after, or left for Arizona for game three in the NLCS? I mean, this is who they are. This is what they do. And this result was guaranteed in the postseason press conference after they limped out of Citi Field last year without a whimper to the Mets. And the first words out of Dave Dombrowski's mouth were, Rob Thompson's your manager, we've extended him. And then they really did nothing to reconstruct this baseball team. And, you know, I'm glad we haven't gotten a that's baseball out of Rob Thompson yet. We got one out of Rob Thompson Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the next that's baseball to come. And, you know, that's where we are. Like I am now convinced, and, you know, we all love John Middleton, and look, he has brought winning baseball back to Philadelphia, so that's great. But I've got my $5,800 season ticket renewal sitting in my inbox for next year that I haven't responded to yet. And I am now becoming more and more convinced that while John Middleton might want his trophy back, what he wants more is 3 million butts in those seats.
You know, I don't know about that, Ken. I think he's going to fire Rob Thompson. I think they'll reconfigure some stuff. I do. I think the guy dramatically wants to win. And I think they'll make some changes.
The best manager, one of the best managers of our lives is out there. Just saying.
Who's that?
Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
Rangers moved on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I agree. If I'm Ranger, I'm talking to my agent, like, why would I even consider re-signing here this year? So, I don't think that Rob Thompson is really thinking about that there's 5 years left on this contract. I really don't think that's part of Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
I think there may be some other people in the front office throwing Ranger, putting Aaron Nola on the mound rather than Ranger.
I
think that maybe the analytics folks are firing that out. I don't know that
based
for sure.
Based off of what?
I don't know.
I mean, what analytics would dictate that he would start over Ranger?
I don't know, but they could. I mean, there's models. Who knows?
Look, I'll say this one thing. Here's the one thing I'll say, because I don't like the decision at all, but I'll just say this. The bullpen has been shaky enough that maybe they believe more in Nola for innings 1 and 2 than the relievers for innings 7 and 8. Like, that's theoretically possible. And they say, all right, Nola 1 and 2, maybe 3. Ranger goes, 3 through 8, ball to Duran.
There has to be something going on with Ranger as far as his health.
Well, let me just say this, Ruben.
Why would he not pitch in from the first two games?
Well, yeah,
I sort of would have trusted Ranger in the other two games in the sixth or seventh inning.
Well, I would have too. Ruben, I watched him closely. I was at the game, but I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at
warmed up.
I was looking at the scoreboard, like the video board, when he walked out ran out on the field for game one when the players were introduced. I wanted to see how he looked, how he moved. He moved good, and he had a big old smile on his face. So as he was going out there, there was no grimace. Mm. Now, look, it doesn't prove he's 100% healthy, but I'm just telling you, John, I had my eye on it.
Sure.
He had a big old smile on his face. He was running good.
Yeah.
And, I didn't see a guy. When I'm walking around with my ankle out of the boot, it's still ginger.
You're limping.
I am limping. Once in a while.
I
don't know anything about his health situation, but if you put him in the bullpen to hold him off to not pitch and maybe hold him off for game three, and I mean, they could end up going through this series, if he's a healthy player, without pitching one of your best performers ever in the postseason, which would be very surprising.
It's astounding to me. Let's listen to Bryce Harper. After the game yesterday, there have been pitching issues. There have been major hitting issues. Bryce, after the game, on the hitting woes.
Got to do a better job with guys on base, and I had a couple opportunities as well myself, and didn't get it done. And earlier in the game, so just got to be better, and got our work cut out for us going into LA out west. So, like I said yesterday, the other day, got to flush this one and get the next one.
All right, that's Bryce yesterday. Look, Twitter poll question. He's in here, and so are a few other people. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you blame the most for the loss last night? Choice A are the hitters, 1 through 3, Trey Schwarber, Bryce. Choice B is Orion Kerkren. I don't think he should win the poll, but man, going from maybe two guys are going to score to four guys score was a disaster. Especially considering they came back and actually got 3 runs on the board. Choice C is Trey and JT's defense. I didn't even know it until James said it. The catcher can block the plate in that sequence.
He could not have blocked the plate on that particular play because the play was pulling him to the first base side. His legs aren't that freaking long.
Right, okay. But he's allowed to block
the
plate.
He's allowed to, but physically
can't.
Okay, I got
purposely.
You. Okay. And choice D is Rob Thompson. I'll say this about Rob Thompson if he gets fired, because he might, and I think he probably should. That's where I'm at right now. I'll say probably should if they whimper out on this thing. I will feel bad in this sense. I like him a lot, a lot, a lot. He reminds me of Brett Brown. There have been few coaches in the history of Philly sports, and Doug's another one, where, like, you really like the guy. You know what I mean? You really like the guy. You really like Rob Thompson, the guy. But you only get – and I felt that way about Brett Brown. I really did. I think everyone liked Brett Brown, the guy. But you only get so many cracks. And this might be the end of the road. And I sure as hell know this. If it was maybe the end of the road for me, I'd be handing the ball to freaking Ranger instead of Nola. You freaking kidding me?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That could be one of those decisions. Let's get to Gino, Northeast Philly. Hi, Gino.
Morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hanging in there, Gino.
I got to be honest. The last caller kind of stole what I was going to say, but I'm really more mad at myself than anything else because, you know, Joe, I've called so many times this year and said, you know, I don't really think this team's good enough to win the World Series. You know, I think the same issues are going to come up. And, you know, of course, like an idiot, I get myself swept up and say, you know what? They've been playing great at the end of the year. They're going to make a run. And then they just kick you in the groin.
So,
again.
Gino, I actually will stand by what I've said all year. I do think they are good enough to win the World Series, but they are not playing as such right now.
Well, that's fair. That's fair, Joe. That's fair.
Yeah.
But and I was, you know, being at the game last night, I was like, going into game one, I was at both games. Going to game one, I was, like, super excited. You know, going down last night, I was almost, like, resigned to the fact that they were going to lose. Just because...
Well, I had a horrible feeling going into it, man. Horrible.
How can you have any confidence, you know? Yeah. And I felt so bad for Lizardo last night because that guy pitched his ass off. And they just did nothing to help him, you know?
Yeah,
and, like, you know, a lot of people probably thought, oh, Lizardo, maybe a little worried about him. He doesn't have a lot of playoff experience. He was tremendous last night. And it's just such a shame, you know, and it's just so aggravating. And I wanted to say about the Ranger thing, not starting them. I think it is idiotic to start Nola, but the bottom line is, you know, they could reincarnate Cy Young and throw him out there. If they're not going to hit, it doesn't matter.
You're not wrong, buddy. You're not wrong.
Gino, I do know. All right, Gino, outstanding call.
You know, Cy Young would give him some innings, too, you know?
He would. Right. Reminder, no Nick Sirianni today. We hope to have him on the program tomorrow. It's a different kind of week for the Eagles, going from the Sunday game to the Thursday game. We think Sirianni will be on the show tomorrow. As soon as we know, we'll let you know. All right, Rob Thompson, what he said about Aaron Nola getting the start instead of Ranger. You're going to hear that audio coming up in a minute. He made the announcement last night. I had feared it. It's coming to reality. It's going to be Nolan game three instead of Ranger to start. What Rob Thompson said and why that decision, you hear that coming up in 1 minute.
If you've spent the time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it all up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer in point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies who have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ POS, PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, Joe to camera, John Ritchie, Ruben Seltzer, and Rhea on a disastrous Tuesday morning. Phil's in a hell of a hole, 0-2. So I want to get to this audio on Nolan Ranger for what Rob Thompson said last night. One more thing, though, before that. I just want to bring it back in focus. I said it, and I said it, and I said it, probably for about 14 months. I thought the Phillies this week should have last week should have played intra-squad games on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I just was very clear about it. I worried about the hitters losing timing. We'll never know if guys like Schwarber and Trey and Bryce are out of sync because they haven't hit much in recent days.
Hold on. What about the Toronto Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers, who have put up like 8,000 runs in their first two games and are both up 2-0? So, like, I get it.
Yep.
And they didn't do a bunch of inter-squad games. Like, I get it.
It's a fair argument. James, it's a fair argument. What you're saying is a fair argument. I just know this. I have seen the Phillies play in this round four times. The team with the lesser record is what?
2-0.
No, I was going to say by games. Like,
oh, 6-2?
It's like 11-2 or 3. It's 11.
Oh, you're including the Marlins.
No. This round, the Phillies. Okay, let's go this way.
Hold on.
Phils beat the Braves 3-1. Phils beat the Braves
3-1.
Yeah, 6-2. Hold on. 6-2. Last year, the Mets beat the Phils 3-1. Now we're 9-3. Right now, it's two more. Whoa. It's 11-3. The lesser team.
Oh, I got you. I thought you were just talking Phillies. My fault.
The lesser team is 11-3, and I would have played more baseball last week, and I was very clear about that since approaching last
playoffs. I don't think it would have mattered at all.
It might not have, but you know what?
Not even a little.
But, Ruben, you know what? It might have.
They can simulate all you want. If you don't perform when it's time to perform, they've been around for a long time. These are not children.
Okay. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. My God, do I hate this justification for starting Nolan. Of course, I hate the decision to start Nolan. Here's what Rob Thompson said last night.
Will Ranger start game three?
It'll be Aaron Nola with Ranger behind him.
What's the reasoning behind that?
Nola's never pitched out of the pen. So how long he goes, I don't know. But and I trust him.
Is there something health-wise with Suarez right now?
No. Nothing.
John, that tells me he felt he had to get Nola into this series, and I'm telling you, he didn't have to.
He said, I don't know how long he goes, and I trust him. Sort of felt like there was a carrot that at the end of that he had to insert. Oh, and he sort of almost forgot.
But I think he means it.
Inserted,
I think
and
he
I trust
means
him.
It.
He might mean it, but I don't think it's clearly the number one reason he's pitching it.
I agree.
And if you're the manager, that has to be the number one reason you're pitching this guy in this spot.
And what is the number one reason he's pitching him, James?
I think there's something wrong with Ranger.
It could be.
It could be.
I think there's something going on with Ranger. I'm hopeful that's what it is.
The back flaring.
No,
up.
I'm hopeful he's not. He's in the groin. I don't know if he's 100%.
Let's get to Damon right now. Damon, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Damon.
This is something I wanted to bring up that nobody has yet about this bunt and the situation of it.
Yep.
The whole game, and I'm no expert on it, so maybe I'm wrong in terms of, like, strategy-wise, but, like, I felt like they didn't have – I mean, the batting didn't have any life at all the whole game. And then you get to the ninth inning, and they have life, they have momentum.
Yeah.
I mean, for you guys that were in the stadium, didn't it feel like, you know – stuff was maybe going to go their way and they could start getting hit.
Dude, the crowd was there. The crowd was there.
Dave Roberts was handing it to them with his
full
bend decision.
I agree with that. I couldn't believe he didn't bring in the kid.
That was outrageous.
Couldn't believe it.
Why would you delay it like that?
I have no idea.
You call for the bunt and it doesn't work because obviously, like, what are the odds of the things I don't like about it? What are the odds of it working? Because if you get the force out at first, if you move Castellanos, you get your one out. But if you just let him hit, you have no double play ball, other than you know you're one out down. So now like it worked in their favor. They got Cassie at third.
Yeah.
So now you have it first. You have Stott at first, and now you have a double play. So one swing in the back could end the game.
No. If it worked, Stott would have been out, and Cassie would have been at third.
Yeah. But Damon, there's a fundamental thing within this, which
saying it didn't work. No, that's what I'm saying. It didn't work. But then you have Stott at first, and you have a double play available, so you're one swing away from the game ending. If Stott is just swinging away, the worst thing that can happen is he's out.
And there's a runner on second. Yeah. I agree with that.
But Damon, you know what? You know what the issue with that is, and it's sort of the dirty little secret within the whole sequence. Rob Thompson didn't trust Bryson Stott against a left-handed hitter, a pitcher. He's not particularly good against left-handed pitching. And so, it's an effect of, 4 years into his career, he's still not that good at it. That sets in motion the decision. I don't agree with the decision, but it set it in motion.
Right. And, Joe, when they pinched hit Bader, the one thing that did run through my mind, funny enough, was Joe DeCamera would never. He would never be able to with the groin.
I could rope that single. I would just have to get the dog to first base.
Yeah, but
do you think of Kirk Gibson and Roy Hobbs last night?
Who didn't?
No, I'm too young. Too young.
Come on, man. Come on.
But listen.
I watched the match over the weekend. You know that.
But by the way, I will say this back to Ruben's point, and Damon, outstanding phone call. Let me say this back to Ruben's point earlier, and he's made it a number of times, that they should have had an extra position player. Instead of a 12th pitcher. And Ruben, I think your point it carries even more weight. Oh, no, my fault. I was going to say, considering the Bader injury, but that happened during the series.
Can't do it in the
my
series.
You know what? Let me just say this, though. You know what is the killer about the Bader thing? If he plays, it essentially takes two players out. He replaces a player, has to replace him. It's like
you had to
it's
do
like
a two you, for one.
It's like two out. It's like two players are just out if Bader plays. Yeah. Because he replaces somebody, and then somebody has to replace him. And by the way, guys, we haven't said it much, but it's worth repeating. We said it once or twice. Like, he's obviously not going to start game three. Guy could barely run. How the hell is he going to play in the freaking outfield or run if he gets a hit?
I was a little bit confused about that. We heard that there was no...
tear or strain, major. They said major
no
tear,
major
but they didn't say minor.
Sure didn't, Ray. And he did not.
I give him props for trying.
Oh, I give him total props.
He clearly couldn't move.
They had to rig him up to be able to do what he was doing. Yeah, and I
so is it the left groin or the right groin?
I don't know.
If it's the left groin, I can't imagine that it's the right groin because as a hitter, right-handed hitter, for him to have to turn. I got to believe it has to be his left groin that is the problem. Because as a hitter, right-handed, to have to spin and turn, I can't imagine if I had a groin pull on my right side as a right-handed hitter to be able to hit, even hit, let alone run. So I got to believe it's on the left side. Yeah. I don't know whether it's the left or right. Do we know? Can we look it up, please?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if they said. We've just heard groin.
Oh, boy. All right, your phone calls. We're going to roll to 10. Joe and Hugh at that time. I got double ridiculous answers for you. The Bohm answer and something else from Trey last night we haven't even played for you. I don't even remember what it was, but in my notes I wrote down ridiculous answer. Whatever that is, you'll hear
Bader's
it next.
His injury is on his left side.
Okay. Double ridiculous answer. You'll hear that coming up next. And your phone calls and all of it on 94WIP.
Hey, pet parents, greatest time of the year is here, not just because we got football and baseball playoffs for as long as they might last, but because weather is super right for getting outside with our furry friends. And the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, George Perante, wants to let you know their stores are stocked with the healthiest, freshest foods available on the planet. I was at the Dogs and Cats Rule store in New Hope last week. Their selection of foods, fresh foods, completely off the charts. It's massive. They've got freeze-dried, gently cooked, raw, dehydrated, air-dried, and, of course, premium kibble and cans. Got a pretty amazing selection of fresh cat food. They got the pup cups. They got the pumpkin flavor is in. Also, for the ultimate Philadelphia sports fan, they are stocked with the official licensed NFL, MLB jerseys, collars, leads, bandanas, toys, Dogs and Cats Rules. Has the brand new Saquon Barkley jersey. They've got the Jalen Hurts jersey. I picked up Chaney, a Kelly Green jersey, which is pretty cool. Dogs and Cats Rule with 7 convenient neighborhood locations. In New Jersey, Princeton and Pennington. In Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. For more information, you can reach them online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.